Louisiana's wetlands are under attack from climate change and coastal erosion, but they're also being eaten away from within by an infamous rodent with a complicated history in the state. Of course, we're talking about the nutria. And right now, I want to welcome artist and writer Cree McCree, who on Wednesday, July 10th, will have a presentation at Gallier House entitled Louisiana Swamp Rats, Our Love-Hate Relationship with Nutria. Welcome, Cree.
Well, I'm very glad to be here.
So first, let's get into a little bit of the history of the nutria in Louisiana.
Yeah, they have kind of a checkered past. It started out in the early 30s was when the big boom came, the 1930s I'm talking about. Fur in general was booming, and people found that this is a beautiful pelt, this nutria that had been underutilized. Nutria was actually, though, worn by some very glamorous people. I'm kind of backtracking to the early days. It was worn, like, was worn by Greta Garbo, Sophia Loren, Ursula Andress. So a lot of people in Louisiana and other southern states, but especially in Louisiana, and also the McElhaney family in particular, thought, oh, let's import these nutria from South America, and we'll farm them, and we'll grow them here, and we'll, you know, start having our own fur industry here in Louisiana.
The McElhenneys being the Tabasco family.
Yes, the Tabasco dynasty. Now, it wasn't just on McElhaney, but they've actually, you know, it's part of their history. They don't mind admitting to it, but they weren't the only ones. A number of people also brought the nutria in, and they were being farmed, but as always happens in situations like this, some of the nutria escaped. And when the nutria escaped into the wild, they started proliferating like crazy because these guys give birth to like 2 or 3 litters a year of like multiple babies. So, and they're also marsh munchers. If you know what a nutria looks like, you know they have these very distinctive orange teeth. And so it turned out, you know, as this population began to swell, they began eating more and more and more acres of wetlands. And they became, even though they were invasive species by this time, you know, they were crazy everywhere.
What steps were taken to control the population?
Well, there were various stopgap measures for different plans for many years, but what really took off, by around 1999, the problem had gotten so bad that as much as 100,000 acres of wetlands was destroyed in that single year. I mean, we're talking massive scale here. And at that point, they established, it was in 2002 it launched, the Coastwide Nutria Control Program. And what that program did essentially was set up a bounty program where hunters and trappers could get $5 a tail.
So tell us about something called Righteous Fur.
Okay, Righteous Fur is a project that I was the founder of, and in 2010, we got a grant from an organization called BitNet Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program to take the byproducts of the Coastwide Nutria Control Program and make them into a beautiful fashion statement.
And you even had fashion shows here in New York?
Oh, yeah,
and
we were very, very successful. We did a series of fashion shows here in New Orleans called Nutriapalooza. And it wasn't just a fashion show. The fashion show was the culmination, but we tried to educate people, too. There was a short film at that time by Ted Geeson called Nutria that kind of gave, like, the backstory of Nutria. We had a band that had a song that made up a song called $5 a Tail. We had Nutria dancers. We had Helen Gillet wearing a Nutria fur bikini playing this solo cello to accompany our models. It was a class act.
I guess give us a quick preview of what we can expect from your talk at Gallier House.
I will not only have a short clip from the film Rodents of a Usual Size, it includes some outtakes of the last big fashion show we did in Lafayette. I'm also having a few models that will be live models who will be sporting some of the nutria wear that we created for Righteous Fur. So it's going to be a very tactile experience and a feast for the eyes and ears as well.
That was artist and writer Cree McCree. Her presentation, Louisiana Swamp Rats, Our Love-Hate Relationship with Nutria, is on Wednesday, July 10th at 6 p.m. at Gallier House. Thanks for coming in, Cree.
Oh, thanks for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.